You out there. Do you know what horror is? Smug, confident, secure because you are sane. Do you know what madness is or how it strikes? Have you seen the demon that surged through the corridors of the crazed mind? Do you know that in the world of the insane you will find a kind of truth more terrifying than fiction? A truth that will shock you. Come with me into the tormented, haunted, half-lit night of the insane. This is my world. Let me lead you into it.
Mr. Soames, and he's just a baby. A 30-year-old baby in a coma since birth, suddenly awakened by a breakthrough brain operation. The mind of a child in the body of a man. Columbia Pictures presents Terrence Stamp and Robert Vaughn in the strange and shocking story of The Mind of Mr. Soames. Mr. Soames likes to play. He's very good at patty cake and teddy bear and felonious assault. Science can do the impossible, but can it control what it creates? Can this baby kill? It's incredible what goes on in The Mind of Mr. Soames. In color, rated GP, all ages, parental guidance.
I was awakened by the baby in the middle of the night. I got out of bed and I switched on the light. I went to the crib to pick the baby up, and he was beating out of rhythm with his drinking cup of singing. Turned to my wife and said, bless my soul, playing rock and roll music just at 2 years old. I took him out of bed and I put him on the floor. He did the slop and the stroll right out the door, singing da, 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 go, 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 go. To sleep, he sings which Dr. Purple people lead us to me. Then we both start singing, then we go, 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 doing the birdle and the walk and the ooh, mambo.
No. Helen.
You okay, Helen?
Somebody cut me. Somebody out there cut me.
What's the matter with Helen? Rated GP, all ages, parental guidance.
What's the matter with Helen?
Ever since I was a girl of three, Billy's been making eyes at me. Now that I've gotten just a little bit older, Billy's getting just a little bit bolder. So I got a little gun, and I chased him up a tree. Yeah, I got a little gun to protect little me. Billy took me to a drive-in show where the lights were way down low. Then just as the news began, Billy tried to hold my hand. But I had my little gun, and I chased him up a tree.
Now I had a horrible feeling. It made me shiver at the thoughts of what I might have driven her to. I know I've cheated and lied. I know I've just used her. And now I'm suddenly afraid of what she might be planning to do. I can hear her laughing over my grave, raving like a maniac raves, laughing over my grave, over my grave. Now get that wild, wicked look right out of your eye. Let's just put down that gun. I'm begging you, please, at least give me a chance to run. Well, I felt the floor come up and hit me with an empty thud. And here I lie, dying in a pool of blood. I know I tortured her and treated her wrong, and laughed at her misery for
says she's the one who'll be laughing at from now on. I can hear her laughing over my grave, raving like a maniac grave, burning all the money I saved, yeah, and laughing over my grave. Yeah. I hear her laughing over my grave, yeah, raving like a maniac grave, burning all the
walking in a valley where the sun never shines, and all that I thought of was your love on my mind, and the people that I talked to had the same story to tell. They were grieving a lost love, land of lovers' hell. Well, they took me to a building, and on the walls and ceilings too, I saw carved in marble every harsh word I said to you. Said they showed me a vision, what I saw I'll never tell. Darling, please forgive me, take me out of lover's hell. I awoke from this bad dream, I just had to get to you. Please, please don't leave me, I'm sorry I said we're through. Don't you know I still love you? These tears, can't you tell? Darling, darling, I'm so sorry. Take me out of lover's hell. Please, please forgive me. Take me out of lover's hell.
Schizoid is a motion picture of such biting, gnawing terror it claws at your brain. Schizoid, so mind-boggling, the following warning has been posted in the theater. Schizoid is not recommended viewing for persons with schizophrenic tendencies. Schizoid, the loss of reality, a personality split in two.
It's terrifying, Doctor. This long corridor, and then thousands of bats attacking me. I run into a room. A woman is there. And I just plunge a dagger into her heart. Please, let it be a nightmare.
Was it a dream or was it real? Don't miss Schizoid, an American International Pictures release in color, rated R. Schizoid, it might even drive you out of your mind.
Thank you. angels, wild women. They're hot, hard, and mean. Too tough for any man. See Angels, Wild Women from Independent International. They're beautiful, baby. Beautiful. Angels, Wild Women in color, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Mascara mama, you sure look tough. I get my kicks because your makeup's rough. You kill me, baby, with the things you wear. Mascara mama, I go for your hair.
Ooh, shooby-dooby-dooby, shooby-dooby-doo. Mascara mama.
Mascara mama, don't know your name, but you got eyes who drive a cat insane. I dig your duffel and your long tight pants. Mascara mama, my heart does a dance.
Ooh, shooby-dooby-dooby, shooby-dooby-doo. Mascara mama.
I see you strolling down the street with those black chukka boots on your feet. I'm getting wise to your disguise, 'cause underneath that makeup I bet you're really sweet. Mascara mama, don't be stuck up. Take off your mask and be my buttercup. I wanna be your ever-loving beau, 'cause mascara mama, I love you so.
Ooh, shooby-dooby-dooby, shooby-dooby-doo. Mascara mama.
I see you strolling down the street with those black chukka boots on your feet. I'm getting wise to your disguise, 'cause underneath that makeup I bet you're really sweet. Chin-chin-chin. Mascara mama, don't be stuck up. Take off your mask and be my buttercup. I wanna be your ever-loving beau, 'cause mascara mama, I love you so.
Ooh, shooby-dooby-dooby, shooby-dooby-doo. Mascara mama.
Brown eyes just made to flirt. She tells me she loves me, and I know it's a lie.
How do I know, buddy? It's the look in her eye.
The way she treats me, ooh, it just tears me apart. She gets a great big kick out of breaking my heart. So sometimes I'm up, and sometimes I'm down.
Talk about fools, man. I wear the crown.
'Cause she's wolf-bait, and she wants a new man. But I'm gonna try to keep her if I possibly can.
She just laughs at me, and she calls me a name. But I keep right on playing her heartbreaking game. I guess it's my fate to forgive her instead. What would I do without that woman? Anyway,
'cause she's one. Oh,
one who cracks the whip and holds the upper hand. I'll beat you, mistreat you, till you quiver and quail. The female of the species is more deadly than the man. When you mess with me, you're fooling around with the flame. When you find that you've been burned, you've only yourself to blame. I'll hurt you, desert you, if you ever should fail. The female of the species is more deadly than the male. Another man, I'll find myself a clown. I'm just like a gambler. You have to take a chance. With me you play a long shot. When you gamble on romance, the payoff is way off. Here's the point of the tale. The female of the species is more deadly than the male.
Come on the most fantastic and terrifying journey of your life, 4,000 miles into the center of the Earth, to a world within our world, at the Earth's core. Now, American International Pictures hurls you at supersonic speeds with Doug McClure and Peter Cushing to a world peopled by creatures beyond your wildest nightmares. The Mosops, whose fiery breath withers trees and plants. The vicious Mehars, bird women who feed on human flesh. The giant Baz, lizard-like behemoths with poison fangs. The cruel Sagoths, animal-faced soldiers of Pellucidar, ruled by the Princess Dia, whose seductive beauty can drive men mad. Come on the most incredible voyage ever dared by man. Edgar Rice Burroughs at the Earth's Core. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Thank you. beyond the door, where demonic possession lives and evil penetrates the soul. Step inside, if you dare.
Who are you?
Jessica has gone beyond the door. Beyond the door, where demonic possession lives and grows and grows and... Beyond the door.
Some things ain't and some things are. Some things are near and some things are far. Then there are things that just ain't known. And they come from the twilight zone. There stands a man with horns on his head, pitchfork and nails, and he looks half dead. Don't know if it's all flesh and bone. Must be something from the twilight zone. Little green man with a pack on his back, long teeth and sharp claws, and he don't like. Hate to see him in an alley all alone. Must be something from the twilight zone. Oh, twilight zone, can it really be? What is it, where is it, it comes to be? Where did it come from, where did it go? All I ever see is a strange dream. The twilight zone, oh, twilight zone, can it really be? What is it, where is it, is a mystery? Where did it come from, where did it go? All I ever see is a strange green glow.
Stranger, beware, beware of the whipping post. A
young man rode into this town to seek his fortune there. He read the sign, but he laughed aloud, for his heart held not a care. The next sight that befell his eyes, he noticed so much more. It was the mayor's black-eyed daughter stepping out her door. The whipping post, if you don't keep your place. The whipping post, you will soon embrace. The way she smiled, it warmed his heart, he fell in love that day. But her father found them there alone, and he had this to say. The likes of you aren't good enough to have my daughter's hand. Leave this town before the dawn or die a broken man. The whipping post was this to be his fate. Yes, he feared the whipping post, but he could not run away. So they tied him to the post that day before his loved one's eyes. But she ran between him and the lash, she tried to save his life. Her father cried to stop the whip, but he was now too late. The singing lash went through the air and struck her lovely face. The whipping post, the evil that you do. The whipping post, you bring men to their doom. Upon his knees, the mayor wept, I know now I was wrong. He took his daughter in his arms and freed the stranger's bonds. And to this day the legend lives, so all who love will know. Their love so strong that it lived on and defied the whipping post. The whipping post, the whipping post, the whipping post, the
In Copenhagen, it was like Black Friday, when fabulous Dagmar, every stunning, sensuous inch of her, turned over to her lover and said,
I've had enough of this rat race. I'm never coming back.
No earth creature born was so exquisite as Dagmar. Leggy, porcelain soft skin, all over luscious, a dedicated artisan at her trade's perfection. And two, her dazzling array of co-workers made Paris second rate for jet-set swingers. Most astonishing collection of Scandinavian beauties ever. Sensually bold. As torrid as if you were there in the very same bedroom. Dagmar's Hot Pants Incorporated. Where other films have yet to dare. Rated X.
Tell me, you're not afraid of sex, are you?
Thank you.
the color of her skin. From worlds apart, they crossed the color line into each other's arms, and the passion of their love burned away 100 years of hate. The story of a rich boy who married a poor Negro girl in the color of her skin. The most shocking picture of our time, with Julie London, Dean Jones, Nat King Cole, John Drew Barrymore, Agnes Moorhead, and a host of Hollywood stars. It's big, big, big in CinemaScope. Make your plans now to see The Color of Her Skin. The most dynamic bombshell to burst across the motion picture screen in many a day. It's breaking records everywhere, so come early.
The countryside was cold and still. There burned a cross on every hill. Each cross wore a burning hood to hide its rotten core of wood. Riders came, God, it was a crying shame to see the blood upon their whips and hear the snarling of their lips. Sister, I feel a stabbing pain, blood comes down like summer rain. Each one wore a mask of white to hide his white disguise, I have peered into his eyes. Brothers, won't you stand by me? It's not easy to be free. Woo!
In the land of cotton, old times they are not forgotten. Look away, oh, look away, look away, Dixieland. Dixieland, where I was born, early on would frogs be born.
Should young gals go off on their vacations alone? Do they know all the dangers of the road? Do they realize the risk of picking up hitchhikers? You'll find out when you see Girls on the Road, filmed in color on the beach near Big Sur, California. Girls on the Road, a shocking adventure of two high school chicks looking for trouble, looking for men, and finding both.
We was alone.
Girls on the Road, starring three promising newcomers, Michael Ontkean, star of the rookies, Diana Hall, and Kathleen Cody. You'll love this film that brings a new high in thrills and excitement. This story of two glamorous gals playing with fire, feeling new emotions they don't understand. It's a story that ends in a nightmare of death and murder. Come see Girls on the Road and ask yourself the question, should girls pick up hitchhikers? Don't fail to see Girls on the Road, rated GP from the Fanfare Corporation.
Ha ha ha!
shelter. Get away from you. I'm gonna bolt the door, never come out no more. Just keep away from you. Oh, you. Radiation.
The kind you got could blow out a nation, and nevermore will I open the door, 'cause I might get contamination from a human. Don't care, baby, slip me some air, and I'll stay for another generation. Oh, yeah.
Those on the outside, peaceful and serene. To those on the inside, filled with terror and evil beyond belief. A beautiful girl, torn from the arms of love. Her very life a nightmare in the house of hell, with no hope of escape or mercy.
What do you know about those people over there?
Nothing. We don't ask. It's simpler that way.
The doomed at their last meal, with death as the dinner guest.
If you don't mind, I didn't sleep very much last night, and I'm very tired. Now, the only thing I want to hear about or discuss is my immediate release.
Sit down. Awakened by a mutilated, crazed animal who seeks her beauty to appease the bloodlust of a devil bridegroom. Pursued to the canyons of hell, to the edge of sanity, by the bestial craving of the Prince of Darkness. The Asylum of Satan. Beauty, tenderness, destroyed as the lovers walk into the path of hell. The venomous death of a lovely, innocent girl. Murdered by reviling reptiles, drenched in a pool of her own blood. The pleading eyes beg for mercy. The soundless voice cries silently as the fiery flames burn into cremation and spill his ashes inside the scorched walls of hell, carpeting the floor of the damned. The Asylum of Satan. Death and murder at its most hideous, transforming a lovely young girl into a frightened animal before your very eyes. The devil beast roaming the earth, searching always, seeking a bride for his twisted paradise to reign forever beside the archdemon of hell. The Asylum of Satan.